Hi, Cowboy T here, San Francisco Liberal with a gun. This is a special segment for those with low bandwidth to show you how to prepare a Lee aluminum mold for proper casting. What you do is as follows. Got to clean the mold first. Got to clean the whatever oil is on there from the manufacturing process. Chiefly, we're talking about inside the cavities, okay? Because when these things are manufactured, they're done on a lathe with oil. See right in there. Got to clean that out. The other thing that we need to do is, you see this alignment pin right here? There's a groove on the other side for the other side's alignment pin. And also this thing here, which is a ridge, that fits into the groove over here. Those need to be lubricated with 50-50 beeswax. We'll show you how to do all that stuff. Finally, this bolt here should have a light bit of 50-50 beeswax lubrication on here. So should this bolt. Light, not heavy. Okay? When I say light, I'm not kidding. So, let's begin. One thing you can use is a Q-tip. Since I don't have any Q-tips handy, I'll use a little paper towel, a little toilet paper. I'll also use a little 70% isopropyl rubbing alcohol. That's what we're going to clean the cavities out with. Here we go. Just soak it. Open. And rub-a-dub-dub. Get it nice and clean. Cavity number one. Cavity number two. Do the other side. Cavity number one. Now cavity number two. Where's that cavity number two and cavity number one? Either way, since this is isopropyl rubbing alcohol, it dries off pretty quickly. Okay, mold is dry. Now, we're going to go ahead and lubricate these alignment pins here and here. We're also going to lubricate this groove here, there, that goes into here. Here's what we're going to use to do that. I'm going to use this. Okay, this is a little stiffer 50-50 beeswax slash Alox combination that I got from the nice folks over at LS Stuff. Here we go. It's currently cold, so just kind of wipe it on there, okay? There. That's how I do it. See that? See how it's on there? Now we'll do the other side. Okay? Just like that. There. I'm also going to do that right there, okay? Just a little bit. I'm going to turn around this way. I'm just kind of mush it in there. All the way around. And also a little bit on this screw right there. You don't need much. Now, it's hard right now, but as this mold heats up and we use it for casting, the wax the 50-50 wax will melt, it will go where it's supposed to go, and all will be good. Now we're going to smoke our mold. We must smoke the cavities of the mold. Why? Because that's what allows the bullets to plop out. We also really should do the sprue plate as well. Okay, here's how I do it. Lighter. Typical old big style lighter. One of those. Here's how I do it. I turn it like this. And I just play the flame in there. Play, 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 play. Ooh, yeah, you see that smoke? There it goes, it's getting all nice and black. Ah, nice. Could stand a little more. I'll do the other two. The other half of this mold block here. Like this. And this cavity. You want a good and black. All right, that is what it looks like. See how black that is? That's what you want. I'll do the other side too. It's not black enough. Much better. There. You see that? Oh, that's beautiful and black. Sounds like something my father would say. So, now we have prepared our Lee mold, two-cavity mold, to cast. We're done.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.